Dr. Vincent Medici welcomes you to Straight Talk on Health. For more information on talk radio's best kept secret, go to straighttalk.cc. Dr. Medici, a legend in his own mind, has suffered numerous nervous breakdowns and hopes that you will forgive this show. Hi-yo, Silver! Today's show will be on exercise, which Dr. Medici gets when riding his horse, Silver.
Good morning, this is Crooked Talk on Health, and I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, and I'm your host today. And this is a great, great day to do a show on stress, as you can well understand. So I'm going to take advantage of the moment and explain to you, and this is true, and I can't prove it to you, but if I could, it would blow your mind. Under a stressful morning like this, when everything just goes backwards, I can take a breath, and you can probably hear it in the composure in my voice, and I can use my breath to completely and totally clean my body out. Now, that's a phenomenon I think that you have. You might relate to it when you're at the hairdresser and you get yourself a massage, like they massage the head and it feels so good. Or if you've ever gone and had reflexology on the foot, or if a loved one gives you a little neck rub and it just feels great. I can do that with my breath. And for very obvious reasons, I just did that this morning. I could even fire half my staff, which I would never do. Sometimes I think I should. But if I did, I can take a breath and I can bring myself into that state. That's the power of breath. And that's the power of exercise if you understand the principles. And some of these principles I'm going to run you through today. So whether you like to run, lift weights, dance, do Pilates, yoga, basketball, boxing, or the martial arts, however you want to move your body, before the show concludes today, I will deliver you a new perspective on exercise, because in America we don't understand it, and we hurt ourselves and we think are helping ourselves. Also, if you've got chronic illness, hang in, because if you barely have enough energy to move your body, I'll have advice for you also. So first rule of engagement, here we go. When you're getting back on the trail, do not compare yourself to others. Do not compare yourself to 20 years ago. Now, I know you know this, but I'm going to say this anyway, because when you sit across my desk in the office, secretly, and I pull it out of you, you make this mistake. You get depressed because it's not 20 or 30 years ago. Now, it's human nature to do this, okay? And that's understandable, all right? But you've created this false standard of excellence for yourself. This is the way it's going to be when I get back on the track or the dance floor or the gym. I'm 50 or 55 or 60. My cardiologist told me I better shape it up or I'm up for bypass surgery. And you hit that gym and you do one of two things. You pretend you're 20, which you're not, or the second fatal move you make. You look at mirrors. Mirrors, yes. Health spas should not have mirrors if they want to have population at their spa, because the mirror thing is a disaster, especially starting out. And I watch people do this all the time, and it's a mistake, because what you do is you watch the other person look at themselves in the mirror, and then you look at yourself in the mirror. And the whole thing becomes pump the iron, do the spin class, and then look at yourself in the mirror. And when you don't see what you like, what you want, all you can do, especially when you look at someone else, is you just get reminded of all the work you've got to do, all the work that lies ahead. So in the beginning, especially, stay away from mirrors. Little stuff, but it's big stuff. Now for the big stuff. Let's talk about muscle, about strength, endurance, about power, pound for pound. If the muscle is not flexible, it gradually loses efficiency. You'll lose strength, endurance, and power. People know this in some vague way. You know you have to stretch. You understand that, but nobody does it. Very few people, from your weekend warriors to your Olympic athletes, really stretch. I watch the Olympians all the time. I've helped some of them. None of them stretch. Well, they do stretch, but they don't ever get flexible. Other than the gymnasts and the dancers and some martial artists. Nobody else does it. Track and field, forget it.
all the heavier games, the boxings, the basketball, so on and so forth. They skip this critical step. Yeah, they stretch, but they don't ever get really flexible, and that's my point. So here's the acid test for you. Within the last 6 months of your workout, have you gotten 50% more flexible in your hamstrings, your adductors, your quadriceps, your rectus femoris, meaning your thigh muscles, the twist and side stretches, the psoas muscle, which we'll talk about later, and I'll describe all these muscles if you don't understand where they are, the pectoralis muscles in the chest, the scalenes in the neck. Is your stretch routine designed so you can approximate back bend or wheel, as some call it? That's that yoga or gymnastic stretch where you look like an upside down U. Some approximation of that stretch are you constantly doing, like a rolled up towel underneath your spine, just at the bottom of your shoulder blades? Because if your muscles are contracting, and if those, and they are contracting if you're moving, and you haven't stretched the muscle and gotten it flexible, the muscle will lose its power and it will strain. If you put a stress on it and it's contracted when it should be stretched, it'll strain, tear, and even avulse. And that's how you start destroying your joints. This is so fundamental. I'm going to say it in a different way. When you use a muscle, it contracts, which is to say it shortens. Now, ideally, you would stretch that muscle back to its original length or elongate it. But if you don't stretch, eventually that muscle stays short or, in a sense, contracted. Then you go to the gym as you attempt to contract an already contracted muscle, and you notice that you've lost your spring. You're not bouncy on your feet. Your muscles seem like they're straining to get the job done, and eventually you'll strain or even tear the muscle. Not to mention, it's going to get to the joint. You'll destroy your joint that way. All this joint replacement that's done each year in America, absolutely unnecessary. If you're 50 or 60, and you listen to what I'm saying today, you won't have your joints replaced. And if you're borderline right now and you listen to what I say, you will never need that joint replacement. And those joint replacements are costly in so many ways. Avoid them as much as you humanly can. This is the way to do it. The harder you train, for you heavy athletes, the more flexible you must become. Now, this relationship between flexibility and efficiency of motion is not just about exercise. It's related to health in a very, very deep way. So we're going to take this to another level. And if you sit at a desk all day and you're not an athlete, you need to understand this just as much because of that. Okay. So the acid test of your workout routine is to design it to give enough priority to improving your flexibility by 50% over 6 months in the muscle groups I've described, which I'll get into later again. Now, here's another key. Every muscle you stretch should shift your alignment. Now, I'm introducing another concept, and it's up to you to feel that concept over time in your body. So let me lay out the concept. So let me repeat it. Every muscle you stretch should shift your alignment. I'll say it differently. With the completion of every stretch routine, you should feel a change in your posture. Your weight should shift to your heels. Your head and neck should feel lighter. And it should feel like your neck is backwards, like your head is backwards in a sense. Your shoulders should feel like they're opposed to slouching forward. Like your shoulders just fall backwards easily, and that's very comfortable. It would be uncomfortable to slouch forward. That's what the result of great stretching does. The feet should feel flatter and wider on the floor. Your gait or stride should have greater spring or resilience. Now, if you've not gotten flexible enough to the point where you feel a deep shift in your alignment as a result of your stretch routine, just keep going. Be patient. It may take months. Some people, it's going to take a year. So if you start that with it in mind, if your muscles aren't flexible enough yet, if the stretch doesn't get into the joint, you're not going to shift your alignment initially. But eventually you will. And who's ever training you or wherever you're taking counsel from, whether it's Pilates, yoga, just a sports coach, or just what you read, this is where you have to go. Do a physical shift in your posture, in your alignment. Now, if you get to that point, and it's not that hard to do, these dramatic alignment shifts will protect the joint. The joint will not injure then. So here's another principle. When the alignment, which you're shifting as you stretch, when the alignment from head to feet is easily maintained, which means that your posture is correct, your biomechanics is correct, the weight of the body is dissipated or distributed through the joints at the correct angles. So the low back vertebra, L1, L2, L3, L4, L5, they take the compressive force when you're walking or running in the part of the vertebra, the body of the vertebra, that was designed to take the compressive force. The knees take the weight of the body through the part of the knee that the knee was designed to take all the weight of the body. Same for the ankle and foot. And then in the day-to-day, as you shift your body into all the different positions that we do in everyday life, fixing the car, carrying the baby, lifting weights at the gym, as we shift our body's position into a perfect alignment, no matter what position we're in, so that at all times the weight's being driven through that part of the low back, the knee, the ankle, that was designed to accommodate that weight. That is a feeling. And it's a feeling we're going to talk about. It's something you learn. It's something you must learn as you learn to exercise. It's something your children in high school track and football and baseball and basketball and dance must learn. And they're not taught it. And this is the travesty. And this is why joints unnecessarily tear. And this is why there are so many joint replacements ultimately. So if you're flexible, you score. And if you're not, that alignment shift doesn't happen. And then you put all this weight into the joint, and then the weight distributes incorrectly through the wrong part of the joint, and you got it. You've got a tear, or you deteriorate. Okay. Now, the point that I really made is the foundation for an entire branch of medicine that's just as big as nutrition. So you guys understand nutrition. You listen to nutrition shows. You take supplements, so on and so forth. You have to understand there's another field just as big as nutrition. It's called structural medicine. It's as big as nutritional medicine. So that when we say acid reflux, headaches, joint pain, inability to compete successfully as an athlete, that your heart disease or infertility is structurally based, that's a new paradigm. It may be new to you in a sense, but the very essence of osteopathy, chiropractic, Pilates, yoga, Rolfing, Hella Work, Tai Chi, Qigong, Kung Fu, Egoscue, the list is endless. All were fostered by extremely educated scientists who drove home the point that structure determined function, that your posture would create a freedom from your pain, that anatomy determines physiology, that your spine is designed to flex like a snake, each segment of that spine articulating at a slightly different angle than the other segment, so that when you're 20, we move like a dancer or the break dancer, the head bobbing one way, the neck the other way, the rib cage still another, the pelvis swinging back and forth freely and easily without fatigue, so that by the time we're 60 or 70, we move like a big box on feet being crushed under the burden of our weight. The head, the neck, the rib cage, the spine, the pelvis, and the legs, functionally speaking, become glued into one single segment. And then we wonder what happened to our golf game, or why taking out the trash hurts so much, or why we're up for joint replacement. And those joints, yes, they wear out that way because the forces going through the joints are not correct. They are not at the right vectors, we say. And then we're treated like that's normal because we're old.